The White Feathers Directive, Episode 11.
How long is it, Onii-chan?
Southeast batteries ready. West batteries ready.
That's sufficient. Keep the others coming up and have them fire area flattening patterns. That will keep the cursed angel busy long enough to have Raptors 4 and 5 deploy their Omega 2 load on her as well. A nuke worked in 1945 on that other angel over Berlin. It never showed up again afterwards. This is the moment of Seema's victory over the Celestials. Fire!
Here they come.
Machia slowed down her perception of time. The missiles left white trails in the air, like ropes that were thrown over the entire town from every direction.
I wish Lazatril was here. With his defensive shield abilities, it would be a fairy's dance to protect this town.
The angel fell into a battle trance in order to keep up with the increasing number of targets.
I never thought I'd see the day a celestial knight like me would defend humans from themselves. Bring it on.
I'm not going to make it.
Lieutenant Ikuko had left the lower level's elevator and was running down a corridor to the next elevator in a higher level of the underground facility.
Let me reach the angel in time to stop this insane conflict.
Ikuko turned around a corner and stopped. There was smoke and dust. The walls had collapsed.
The weapon cache. Oh no! The explosion has blocked the corridor.
There was a door in the other wall. It had been blown open. She pressed herself against it and made her way through.
Angel-sama, please, stop this battle.
Director, the angel seems to be at her limits.
That's it. Launch Raptors 4 and 5 immediately. Maintain safe distance, and overlap the blast radius of each warhead to hit the angel with maximum effect.
Raptor 4 and 5 are in the air. Nuclear warheads are unlocked and ready.
Unless the angel just teleports away.
You!
Nakamura's brow was sweaty and his eyes were wide, almost bulging out of their sockets.
If you have a problem with your commanding officer's directives, then say so now. You can leave this radiation-proof bunker and return to the surface if you want.
No, thank you, sir.
The time is upon us.
Load deployed.
Time seemed to stop for Machia altogether, and she closed her eyes.
So this is it. Please forgive me. Farewell.
Ikuko hurried toward the exit door. As she heard the angel's voice in her head, she stopped dead, instinctively knowing what was coming next. A double flash briefly covered the entire sky. And then, a sickening bright light engulfed the coast area.
Ne, Nanoka-chan, do you know the duration of the chain reaction of such a bomb?
You mean the huge mushroom cloud?
No, this is long, long after the actual chain reaction has ceased.
Really? So how long is it, Onii-chan?
This is rather a personal question, isn't it?
You are stupid. I didn't mean it that way.
All right. The time it takes is barely some 100 nanoseconds.
Oh, Nii-chan, are you making fun of me?
No, Nanoka. The 1,000th part of a microsecond is a nanosecond.
Oh, the 1,000th part of a millisecond is a microsecond. This makes, 9 places after the decimal point. Wow, this makes an unbelievable short time.
Isn't it?
So why couldn't Mom handle it?
Because in this tiny short moment, the temperature rises above 60 million degrees centigrade.
Ouch. Hold on a second. Wow, this is over 10,000 times as hot as the sun's surface. Oh, poor Mommy.
Yes, and now?
Brace for impact!
First warhead has detonated. 7 kilometers above town. The main force of the blast is being directed upwards, away from the town.
How did it get there? It was launched barely 2 kilometers above town.
Well done, my dear Angel. But you won't stop the other one.
The second warhead has gone off course!
What? What's going on?
I have no idea, sir. The missile is moving steeply upwards. It's already 4 kilometers above town.
Detonate now! Override it! Set off the damn thing!
Clinging to the missile, straining against its propulsion system with all his strength, Omura continued pulling it off course, away from the city. Muscles rippled beneath his sleek black skin, his wings flailing behind him. The ground shook, and buildings in the easternmost part of the city collapsed into piles of rubble. The seas roiled angrily, sending waves crashing into the harborside areas of the city, washing cars and citizens down the streets. Shiro had a strangely clear and vivid perception. His mouth felt like it was full of dust.
Who am I? Oh, it's so hot here.
Shiro got up. His eyes followed a strangely glowing white feather falling to the ground next to his sister.
Nanoka!
Lieutenant Akuko was crouching on the floor. She pulled herself up and hesitantly opened the door.
Hot. Mm. Oh my god. He really did it.
Paralyzed, she stared at the scene in front of her. Buildings had partly caved in. The streets were strewn with debris, bodies, and car wreckage.
Yeah, he did it.
Miyahara-san, you're alive!
Yeah, barely.
Shi-chan, it's bright. So nice. Shi-chan, where are you? I can't see you.
Nanoka-chan.
Nanoka's head sank back to the concrete as one last breath escaped her body.
Can't.
Her heart contracted one more time, then expanded, then stopped.
This isn't good.
Nothing from the outside indicated that Makia was still alive.
I can't move anymore.
She was floating face down in the sea, close to the beach. A wave washed her ashore, where she numbly turned over in the dirty sand. her big silver eyes wide open and dull.
I cannot die
yet.
Her body was torn and scorched. She had a vague vision of the smoke-covered sky, which was blurred by the salty water rushing frequently over her body.
I cannot die yet. Zenzo, it was all my fault. Should I die, they might come and avenge the killing of another angel. But this time, it was all my fault.
There was a strange sensation piercing through Makia's body as Nanoka's heart stopped beating.
Nanoka?
A wave turned the angel over on the beach.
It's getting dark. Koshiro.
Nanoka, I'm here. I'm right here.
Shiro put their mother's feather on Nanoka's injury. It started to glow weakly. He leaned forward and kissed Nanoka, ignoring the bitter taste of her blood.
I can't believe he did it. We didn't catch an angel. We destroyed an entire town.
Calm down, Lieutenant. It's not your fault.
Shut up! The name is Ikuko, and I sure did nothing to stop the director.
I didn't either. Koshiro, are you all right?
I am. Nanoka isn't.
Shiro held out a piece of metal which had struck Nanoka's body.
I am sorry, Koshiro, but we should move. Get away before Sima troops.
Koshiro stared blankly as more feathers fell gently to the ground. Kuri suddenly looked pale and picked one up.
Are these angel feathers?
Yes. We need to go to the beach, quickly.
Kuri glanced behind her at the innocuous-looking Sima building. Then, her gaze returned to Nanoka's blood-spattered body, and her expression hardened.
You'll have to go alone. I have to deal with the person who created this situation. Director Nakamura has to be taken out of play, once and for all.
I will come with you, Miyahara-san.
Koshiro hurried toward the beach. The people of this town were in a state of shock. There was a lot of damage up north, and the flood waves had taken their toll along the coastline. Help came in from the surrounding cities.
And all of this only because Mother is an angel?
He reached the beach. It was covered with debris, so it was difficult to make out anything. Eventually, he spotted a silverish glitter in the dirty sand and the waves which were rushing over it.
Mother! Mother! Oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
Koshiro dragged Makia's body farther up away from the sea, her wings limply rubbed over the sand.
Mom, you don't look good at all.
He tried to lay Makia down as appropriately as possible. It was only now that he noticed that he had Nanoka's blood all over his hands and shirt, and now on Makia's body as well.
Oh, what a sad family gathering. What a mess. Sorry, Mother.
He tried to brush Makia's hair out of her face, but her long hair was twisted and knotted all over her body.
I am so sorry.
Director Nakamura is in the operations room. We thought we could have the director removed from authority under Regulation 43J, but it was too late.
No one expected him to go that far, Ikuko.
We need to find the Major. The radiation. These upper corridors aren't shielded.
Oh, be sensible. We would be alive if Maki-sama had not deflected the radiation from the blast upwards, possibly giving her life into the bargain. We only suffered the brunt of the shockwave, not the full heat of the explosion. We might be subjected to minor radiation exposure at the moment, but that's not going to stop me from taking the director down.
Miyahara-san, you've changed. It's like being so long close to the angel has given you a celestial aura.
I think the reason is a bit different.
The operations room will be sealed. Nakamura expected there to be a nuclear fallout.
I can pry Nakamura out of his sardine can.